Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet and also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips and welcoming him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Venus in the eastern sky before dawn and Mars in the western sky after sunset. Both planets are bright and should be easy to spot. The moon this week is waxing, bringing a bright presence to the night sky as the week goes on.
And speaking of planet spotting, I understand there is a new telescope which is engaged in just such an activity.
There is. Far back in time and space here on Stargazer, we spoke about a brand new planet-hunting telescope that was being constructed in Chile. Its name is Speculos, Planets Eclipsing Ultra-Cool Stars. Well, Speculos has just seen first light, which is what we astronomers say when a telescope has opened its eyes to the heavens for the first time. In just a few weeks, this brand new planet hunter will begin looking for new worlds out there in the Milky Way galaxy.
And when you say cool stars, I don't think you're saying that kind of like, man, that's a cool star. What is that exactly?
It's a little different. We're actually referring to temperature. An ultra-cool star is still very hot by human standards, but compared to populations of other stars in the galaxy, such as blue giants or even our own sun, they can appear relatively cool. And because they are cool, they are almost always dwarf stars as well, so much smaller and less massive than our own sun.
And now, is this going to be a large telescope, kind of like the TMT, or is this an entirely different sort of deal?
Well, Speculos is actually made of four telescopes. Each one is about a meter in diameter. And they work together to peer into the depths of the galaxy to observe these small, cool dwarfs. And basically, they're looking for tiny fluctuations in light caused by an orbiting planet, something we call transit photometry.
Are those four devices near each other, or are they spread out over a large geographic area?
They are all on the same site, merely meters away from each other.
That'll keep maintenance costs down, won't it?
Absolutely. Not far to travel if you have to fix one.
And so Speculos will be looking at the brown dwarfs as well as these ultra-cool dwarfs, right?
Yes, that's one of the mysteries that Speculos is going to be investigating is, do brown dwarfs have families of planets all of their own? Because brown dwarfs aren't stars. They're kind of between a gas giant and a star. So they're kind of a weird object.
Well, thankfully, we have you to sort all of this out for us, Christopher.
You are most welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.